Get ready with me while I tell you about my incredibly embarrassing first day of uni this year. Just felt like now would be an appropriate time to tell this story because I'm going back to uni today. I'm starting semester two. Let me take you through that fateful day on the 3rd of March. I was starting my first day of uni. Already like a bit of an anxious person, but like the thought of like starting uni, not knowing anyone in my course, I was like very, very nervous. And I had to get the train to get to my university. I'm not like super confident taking public transport. Like I've never had to do it for school or anything before. So my mum, she had to like get a couple things in the city that day. She was like, "Oh, I'll just come with you on the train in the morning, you know, just maybe so you feel a little bit more comfortable." That sounds so embarrassing. My mum had to come with me on my first day to university. Anyways, we get to the station at like 8:30. Mind you, I have to be there at 9:30 this lecture. As soon as we get to the station, it is packed out. We look up at the screen, and the train is supposed to catch is like delayed by like 5 minutes or something. So finally, our train arrives, and the train is like packed, like it's full to the brim. And there is like all these people on the platform trying to squish themselves onto this train. So we end up deciding, like, oh, okay, well, we're just gonna have to wait for the next train then. We look up at the screen, the next train is 19 minutes away. Mind you, again, I had to be at uni at 9:30 and it was going to take like 20 minutes to get into the city. We wait around 20 minutes, the train finally arrives. The platform is still like full at this station. Everyone's trying to like force themselves onto one of the carriages. And so I was like, I have to get on this train. Like, I know, like, I can't wait for the next one. Looking back now, I know obviously it's not the end of the world for me to be late to a lecture, but like, I was like younger then, you know, I had no idea what to expect. When I force ourselves onto this carriage, there are obviously no seats available, so we have to stand like right in the middle. And obviously, like, coming home from like the footy or like a concert before, I know what it's like to be on a packed train, but this was like no room to breathe. The train starts moving, we keep stopping at all these stations, and more people are trying to force themselves onto this train. So like, mind you, there's no room to begin with. I should probably add a bit of context here. I was wearing like a t-shirt but like a heavy jacket over it, and it was getting so hot, like I'm sure you guys could imagine. I was thinking, I'm feeling a little funny right now, surely I'm not gonna throw up on this train, that would be so embarrassing. I put my head down on my mom's shoulder, and the next thing I know, I'm sitting on a chair somehow. I open my eyes, I'm like, oh, that's weird, how did I get here? I pass down this packed carriage. I don't even know how many people were there, maybe like 50, probably more. Everyone's already stressed out, you know, because the train's so delayed, they're trying to get to work and everything. And I just, you know, decided to make it all better by like fainting. Now we're gonna go into my mum's POV. My poor mum, she said I put my head down her shoulder and I was just like a dead weight suddenly. And my mum was just like, Grace, and I'm a bit of a faint risk, so she knew at that point I probably passed out. And the lady next to us notices. This lady was an angel sent from heaven, because maybe she's like, okay, we have a girl who's just fainted here. She's like, let me help you. They help drag me to one of these seats. They tell these people, get off the seats. You could barely move me through this train because there's so many people already. So I was just really making everyone's life like really fun at that point. I'm sitting next to me, I'm on the train, I wake up, and you know that feeling when you've just fainted? It's like the most humbling experience. Literally turn around to the whole train. I'm like, sorry, everyone. You realize that she actually like pressed the emergency button to like call the medics. I get to the next station. They literally have like a wheelchair and like some medics waiting there. They're like, did someone pass out on this train? I was already stressing at this point because like I was so late to this lecture. Like I did not need to get off this train and get checked. I was just like being weak. Like my mom has to like force her way off the train, and she goes and tells the medics like, oh, does she have to get off the train? Like she's actually feeling fine. It's just really hot in there. Thankfully, they told her like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, she doesn't have to get off the train. You can stay there as long as like, you know, she's feeling fine. You know what was really annoying as well? The train conductor fully announces to this train like, oh, sorry for the delays. We had a medical emergency on one of the carriages. I'm like, the train's already delayed by like half an hour. I was not the one who was delaying this whole system here. Eventually, we arrived to my stop. I get up from my seat. I like tail tucked between my legs. I'm getting off this train. Like, sorry guys, sorry everyone. And I ended up missing out on like literally 1 minute of the lecture. Like, I was honestly, at the end of the day, I was doing the most. I learned that you never wear anything heavy or like warm when you're on a train, because it's just like the worst air circulation in those carriages. Anyways, that is my story. Thanks for listening. If you guys are going on the train, stay safe. And if you're going back to uni as well, then good luck.